And Radio 3 and 4's Michael Frayne season continues next Saturday with an adaptation of his novel Headlong. You can hear it at 2:30 over on BBC Radio 4. And you can still listen to Michael Frayne in conversation talking about the plays and novels in this season on last Monday's Nightwaves. You go to the Radio 3 website and follow the links to the Nightwaves page. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now 10:30. And next tonight, World Roots and a tribute to the late Ravi Shankar, introduced by Lucy Duran.
Tonight we'll be hearing Ravi Shankar's full-length performance of Rag Kaushi Kanara from his celebrated live recording at Carnegie Hall in 2000. To start, though, we hear some of his work as composer and musical collaborator. First of all, from his partnership with Yehudi Menuhin in a recording that dates from 1966. They first met formally in 1952, while Menuhin was on a visit to India. After that, Menuhin invited Ravi Shankar to the UK and America, and in 1966, at the Bath Festival, they began to perform together. Here is Yehudi Menuhin on violin, accompanied by Alaraka on tabla, in a composition by Ravi Shankar called Prabhati. It's based on Rag Gunkali, a mourning rag, and in its 4 minutes and 10 seconds, it manages to squeeze in 4 movements.
Thank you.
Prabhati, composed by Ravi Shankar, played by Yehudi Menuhin on violin and by Alaraka on tabla. So, while Ravi Shankar was bringing great classical musicians like Menuhin to the complex world of Hindustani art music, he was also introducing it to vast audiences around the globe via another collaboration, this time with one of the Beatles, George Harrison. They first met in London in 1966, at the height of the Beatles' fame. Harrison then went to India for 6 weeks to study sitar with Ravi Shankar and immersed himself totally in Indian music. They became lifelong friends, and George Harrison produced several albums by Ravi Shankar. One of them was called Chants of India. It was recorded in Madras and London in 1996, and they were mostly arrangements of Sanskrit chants by Ravi. It included some original compositions too, like this one, Prabhuji. Ravi Shankar said of the project, "The repetitive use of mantras invokes a special power within oneself, and I have tried to imbibe this age-old tradition in this recording."
Prabhuji, daya karo.
Prabhuji by Ravi Shankar from the 1996 album Chants of India, produced by George Harrison. But we'll all remember Ravi Shankar mainly for what he achieved for Indian classical music, popularising the sitar throughout the world and leaving a legacy of many great recordings and concert performances. And his legacy lives on in other ways too. When the World Roots team visited Ravi Shankar for a session in India in 2000, they met not only his daughter Anushka, who was then just 19, but they were also introduced to another daughter who, Ravi said, would not be of interest to us because she plays jazz. Of course, that was Norah Jones. So let's now listen to a complete performance of Rag Kaushi Kanara from a recording of a concert given at Carnegie Hall in New York in 2000. Ravi Shankar is accompanied by Bikram Ghosh and Tanmoy Bose on tablas, and on second sitar, his daughter Anushka.
Thank you.
Rag Kaushi Kanara, performed by Ravi Shankar on sitar, with Anushka Shankar on second sitar, plus Bikram Ghosh and Tanmoy Bose on tablas. That came from their live recording made in 2000 at Carnegie Hall in New York. Next week on World Roots, we'll be reviewing new albums of world music and hearing a session with the Greek singer Kalia.
World Roots was introduced by Lucy Duran, and the programme next week will be back to the normal start time of 10 o'clock here on Radio 3.
His music's become a kind of soundtrack to all our lives. By the seaside, wanting to give someone the heebie-jeebies, you might start growling. At a moment of triumph, you might hum. Virtually every blockbuster of the past 40 years that you can think of has a score by John Williams.
I remember sitting in the office of the music director of Fox. This film, Star Wars, needs to have a large-scale symphonic orchestral sweep. George Lucas loved the idea.
Join me for John Williams, Composer of the Week, every weekday at noon and again at 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Yes, this is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You'll also find us in high definition online. It's 11:15, time now to join Claire Martin.
Roxy Music's Brian Ferry on Jazz Lineup. Why, of course, Brian celebrates 40 years of music making by releasing an intriguing album, The Jazz Age, which takes his rock music and reimagines it in the style of 1920s swinging jazz. Stay tuned for an interview with Brian and tracks from The Jazz Age later on the show. Also on this week's show, a special concert set from two of the most devoted guardians of straight swinging jazz, the virtuosic duo of reedsman Alan Barnes and guitar legend Martin Taylor, that was recorded at last year's 10th Scarborough Jazz Festival at the Grand Hall at the Spa. But let's start today with a track from saxophonist Courtney Pine, CBE, who had a terrific 2012, winning the British Jazz Awards for soprano sax and also enjoying the Jazzwise Award for Album of the Year with his latest release called House of Legends. Courtney's about to embark on a full UK tour to promote the album, which is a wonderful mix of jazz, merengue, ska, mento and calypso.